This is Brian Kelly, and it's time for our weekly visit with Chuck Todd. He's NBC News political director and moderator of Meet the Press. You can see Meet the Press on 8 o'clock Sunday mornings on Channel 5. Hear it right here on KMOX at 8 Sunday evenings. And Chuck, interesting yesterday, after Paul Manafort was sentenced to 47 months, his attorney, Kevin Downing, said that there's no evidence that Manafort colluded with Russian government officials. Chuck, your reaction to that? And some are saying that he's kind of parsing his words there a little bit.
Well, I was just going to say it's a very specific statement. Russian government officials. That implies a government official. Obviously, the problem Paul Manafort has is his longtime on-again, off-again business associate, Konstantin Kilimnik, who himself has been indicted by Mueller as part of the Russian operation to infiltrate the election using social media and things like that, that Konstantin Kilimnik was close to him, and he was supposedly trained in Russian intelligence before he supposedly started working in the private sector, getting involved in politics in Ukraine and things like that. So it is, let's just say, it's a very specific statement for a reason. There's a lot of extra detail that's meant to imply he didn't collude with Russians, when really he's just simply saying he didn't collude with somebody that works in the Russian government. Hard stop.
What are your thoughts on the Manafort sentence, 47 months?
Well, look, it's going to spark, a good conversation about the fact that the disparity in sentencing between white-collar crimes and non-white-collar crimes is stark. But in some ways, if you follow this trial very closely in Virginia, this judge clearly was, I would say, empathetic to the defense, not that because he thought that the Manafort was innocent, but he thought that the government was coming after Manafort because their motivation was Trump, not Manafort. So because that was always the judge's view, and while the jury issued its verdict, it's not surprising that he basically went for as little as he thought he could feasibly do. But look, Paul Manafort's got another sentencing coming up next week, and he's got a judge that is not as nearly as empathetic. And so he could get an additional 10 stacked on top of this 4.
Visiting with Chuck Todd, NBC News political director, moderator of Meet the Press. Now, there's a report this morning, Chuck, that somebody in the White House has leaked documents related to Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump's security clearance. And these are documents that the White House did not want Congress to get a hold of. So somebody in the right. White House leaked those.
It's not surprising. Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump are not popular in the West Wing. They're very divisive figures in the West Wing. There's a lot of people who think that it's a mistake that they're even on staff to begin with. There's a lot of resentment that Jared Kushner is the shadow secretary of state or the shadow chief of staff or the shadow this or the shadow that. So I am not surprised that Jared Kushner doesn't have a lot of friends in that White House right now. And I think there are other people who also think that they're getting favorable treatment, nepotism type thing. There's reason we had nepotism laws with the cabinet, and there's some that believe it should have applied here. So there's a lot of different reasons why I think that Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump ought not to be surprised that there are people in the West Wing that are going to be dropping the dimes on them, because I think they think there's many in that West Wing that have thought it's been inappropriate from the beginning.
So we'll be watching Meet the Press at 8 o'clock Sunday morning on Channel 5, listening at 8 Sunday evening here on KMOX. Who will you have on?
Well, we're still finalizing that, but we're basically digging into two stories. One is the divide in the Democratic Party, not just what we saw this week on Capitol Hill, but I'm very curious to see how the new Democratic Party is going to handle old Joe Biden. And it looks like the Biden campaign is about to begin. And then, of course, more fallout from Mueller, Cohen, and the rest of them.
That's NBC News political director Chuck Todd. I'm Brian Kelly. Up next, Roger Brand traffic and the news.